a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Cougar Sports Saturday. Cougar Sports Saturday.
A presentation of KSL Sports.
Got it for three! Cougars by 20!
Every Saturday, all year long. BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans.
For Cougar fans.
It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
Here are your hosts,
Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte.
Legacy home of BYU Sports. KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, Cougar fans, and welcome into another edition of Cougar Sports Saturday here on KSL News Radio. And this is an exciting show because this is the final show before football is back down in Provo, Utah, as fall camp will begin this upcoming Wednesday as the players report on Wednesday. First practice coming your way on Thursday. So we've got a great show full of interviews and segments geared around fall camp that'll get you ready to go for the 2021 football season. We'll have a quarterback on the show starting out hour number two. That is Jaren Hall, a guy I believe will be the starting quarterback for BYU. He joins us in exactly 1 hour from now. We'll have the offensive coordinator for BYU football on the program as well, Aaron Roderick. He'll join us in hour number three. We'll also hear from tight ends coach Steve Clark as well. And Mitch Harper, he's on vacation, but he's going to be a part of the show as well. The BYU insider himself, he can't get away from the program each and every Saturday. He'll come on at 12:30. We'll have him back on for the top five, and he'll do some fall camp bold predictions with us in hour number three. But as always here on Cougar Sports Saturday, we want to start things off with the leadoff.
The leadoff. A look at the stories making headlines right now. It's time for the leadoff on Cougar Sports Saturday.
The leadoff this week is, it's the same thing we did last week. Because in this ever-changing world of college athletics, there's new information coming out each and every week. And yes, I am talking about conference realignment, possibly conference expansion. And I want to go back a little bit and recap what has happened up to this point. So back 10 days ago, the Houston Chronicle breaks a story that Texas and Oklahoma are interested in leaving the Big 12 and joining the SEC. And it was a bombshell news story that rocked the college football landscape. And we were wondering, are there legs to this story? What's going to happen here? And boy, did this thing move fast and furious. Because on Monday of this week, they informed the Big 12 that they will not renew their media rights when they expire in 2025. So they still have a long way to go in the Big 12, but they inform them, we're leaving in 2025 when the TV deal is up. Then on Tuesday, those schools, led by their president, sent a letter to the commissioner of the SEC, Greg Sankey, requesting an invitation from the SEC. And it did not take long for the SEC to vote on whether to accept those schools, and no surprise. Well, maybe a little bit with Texas A&M. I think we kind of knew that they didn't love this move, but they had no choice. And so on Thursday, the presidents in the SEC, it was a unanimous vote that they will be accepting Texas and Oklahoma. So That was fast. Within 10 days, there was this rumor that was very substantiated, and then not even 2 weeks later, Oklahoma and Texas are on their way to the SEC. When? That's to be determined. There's still a lot to be figured out, but it was a landscape moment. And now the question, the real question is, what happens to the Big 12? And the Big 12 and BYU have a long history over this last decade. The Big 12 has flirted with the idea of expanding multiple times. BYU's flown down to Texas and given presentations, and each time the Big 12 has not really been receptive to expansion. Now, I think the reason for that is mostly money, because they figured, hey, if we can just keep it at 10 teams and split the pie, that's more money for us. Why go to 12? The College Football Playoff Committee doesn't care. We know that we have less Power 5 conference opponents than everyone else. No big deal. We're going to keep doing it. And I think that was a big mistake, because if you go back to the 12th was the conference that was affected the most in a negative way. They had a 12-team conference. Texas A&M bolts. They're gone. Mizzou follows them. They're off to the SEC. They're down to 10. Nebraska takes off to the Big 12. Colorado loses their rival, because Colorado and Nebraska are big rivals, and Colorado gets an invitation from the Pac-12. You're down to 8. And I think the first mistake the Big 12 made was back during that year when they're down to 8. And rather than looking forward, looking ahead, making a big move, they just backfilled 2 of the 4 spots. And they weren't backfills that really moved the needle. They grabbed TCU. Now, TCU was coming out of the Mountain West, and they had some nice years. You think about the Andy Dalton team that went to the Rose Bowl. Good team. TCU is a good program, but they don't move the needle, especially when it comes to money. And then they bring in West Virginia from a failing Big East conference, and that was a poor geological fit. And West Virginia is a team that really wanted to be in the ACC for a long, long time, and that never materialized, and they jumped at the opportunity to jump in the Big 12. But the Big 12, back then, the example I keep thinking of, Cougar fans, is the Big 12 at that time, it's like they woke up in the middle of the night and their house was on fire. And at that moment, they woke up. It was crazy. Things are happening fast. You grab a couple things. You get out of the house. And luckily, the house doesn't burn to the ground. You salvage some of the house. And what they opted to do was, rather than move or build a new house, they said, oh, we'll fix this up, and this works good for us. We like what it is. We're going to stay here. Even though we just went through a catastrophic fire, we're not going to try and rebuild from the ground up. And then what happened again 10 days ago is, I mean, talk about the worst luck in the world, but a fire happened again to the Big 12. And they woke up this time, and rather than getting as much stuff out of the house as they could and trying to salvage it, they woke up, got out of the house, and then said, who did this? I want to find out who's burning our house down. And rather than salvaging as much as they can, they started to point the finger and determine who was the cause of this. And I think that was a big mistake that is going to result in the end of the Big 12 conference. Because they had an opportunity when Texas and Oklahoma left 10 days ago to be offensive and say, okay, this is disappointing, but we can kind of understand it. Now, what are we going to do? Are we going to whine? Are we going to complain? Are we going to send a cease and desist letter to ESPN? Are we going to point fingers? Because there was a story in CBS Sports where the commissioner of the Big 12, Bob Bowlesby, said, I'm absolutely certain, this is in reference to now other conferences trying to come and grab the remaining members, I'm certain ESPN was involved in the American Conference trying to poach our members. And I believe the Big 12 should be the one doing the poaching. They should be going out to the Mountain West. They should be going out to the AAC and trying to build the best conference possible of what's left. Because having a great conference that can compete with the SEC, that train's gone. That ship has sailed. It's no more. So what's the best thing you can do next? And they could have gone out and maybe contacted Boise State, and I think BYU would make a great fit. And you go to the AAC and see what Houston's up to, Cincinnati, UCF. And why stop at 2? Why stop at 4? Why make the same mistake you made 10, 11, 12 years ago? Backfilling, be progressive. Look at what the SEC is doing. They are expanding. They want to have the best brands possible to garner the most money. Now, that's not an option for the Big 12, but you can grab the best of the rest. And they didn't do it. They didn't do it. Instead, they pointed fingers. They whined and complained. They're sending cease and desists. It's all irrelevant. You can't get Texas and Oklahoma back, and there's no brands out there to bring that kind of money, and they have chosen to just let the house burn down to ashes, trying to figure out who is the cause of this issue. And it's going to be the end of the Big 12. And that's a real bummer because there's some good teams there. And if they were to, you know, last week on the show I said they should form a 16-team conference. Get BYU, get Boise, get San Diego State, get the best of the AAC and try and build something. Will it garner the same amount of money that they were able to get before? No. But that's irrelevant at this point because you can't control that anymore. The money train left when Oklahoma and Texas took off to the SEC. Now what the Big 12 needed to do was salvage what was the rest in college football, and they chose not to do it. And I think it's the end of the Big 12 as we know it. And now I want to get to our Cougar Sports Saturday poll of the day as we get ready for a break. And we'll text me, 57500. Be a part of Cougar Sports Saturday. The AAC, with the possible additions of the remaining Big 12 teams, is that the best option for BYU in this next wave of realignment? Let me know. We'll get to the poll. We'll get to much more of that after this. We'll take our first break here on Cougar Sports Saturday. It's always powered by KSLSports.com.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.